And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in. That was Brian Lesperance. We had to cut him a little short. But if you get a chance, look up that June 24 Wine Festival down in Fenn Valley. If you enjoy wine at all, you will be super pleased to go down there for $10. You get tours, you get tastings, you get bands. It's cool.
I wasn't trying to just compliment our sponsor. I'm honestly, it is, and you know this, because remember the first time we did a gig there, we've served barbecue to hundreds of people, and that storm came through and we ended up in the cellar.
Right.
Didn't miss a beat. We ended up down in their giant underground storage facility. It's something like out of NORAD, Cheyenne Mountain or something like that. But there's these giant vats, and we're all these little ant people walking around in there. And next thing you know, Brian's tapping one of them, and he's serving wine to everybody, or his girls were.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how cool is that? You know, didn't miss a beat. We did miss the band. They had to tear down, but
right.
The music was still going loud down there.
Right. Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Great place.
So I was thinking, you know, it'd be nice to talk about thighs and wings, because we kind of beat up on the skinless, boneless thighs, but the regular thighs for chicken are really what I would call the easy beginner chicken food, because I tell that story of the time I left my mom and my father-in-law was living with us, and I like to bring my bone-in thighs up to 180.
Right.
And I left them on for so long that the bottoms got a little darker than I normally. My family thought they were fantastic, and that's because the thighs were actually breaking down the connective tissue, and that's a biggie with thighs.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. They're very forgiving, and they're inexpensive. My son is back with us, as you know, got done with his pro hockey career, so he's in transition, and we sent him to the store, and I wanted skinless, boneless thighs. He grabbed bone-in thighs, and I got back, and I said, well, I wanted skinless, boneless, but these are going to be great, and did the same thing. I said, why don't you go cook them? He's like, well, I don't know. You're the grilling guy. Why don't you cook? I said, no, you do it, man. I said, you bought the things. You're going to go cook them. Learn how to do it. I said, I'll help you. And you know what? He fumbled a little bit, but at the end of the day, they were good, and they're very forgiving. I really believe they are.
It's kind of indicative of us to constantly take over and constantly do it all, and you know, and people are happy to let you do it.
Oh
all.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And he just gave you the example of, well, why don't you do it? You know, you're so good. No,
yeah.
No, no.
Yeah.
You know why I'm so good?
Because yeah.
I do it a bunch.
Right.
Get out there, you liver lips.
Yeah. So wings. We have a great friend, Don Van Dyne. And Don had his 60th birthday party last weekend. And he called me up, and we used to do tailgate events for Don, yeah. And we haven't done one in a couple of years. The universities have gone crazy.
Yeah, Michigan State, yeah, U of M, they all screwed us
yeah,
over.
Yeah, they've gone. You got to get a lot of catering on campus. But anyway, long story short, is Don asked for three items, and one of them was chicken wings. And I was like, chicken wings, man. I'm thinking to myself, that's nothing special. But Don loves our chicken wings, and it was really your chicken wings, Bob, that we did. For him many, many times when we catered his tailgates. And so tell us about—
What, with the Memphis rub and smoking?
Whatever, yeah, whatever you usually do with wings.
And that was Rob Russell's favorite way to do it. It wasn't necessarily any idea I had. I just followed his instructions because I was his apprentice at the time.
Right.
Right?
But tell him about it, because it's an easy but a good little recipe.
And the way Rob liked to do them is still an easy and great way to do them. People— You know, you can leave the wing whole or you can break it up. The nice thing about leaving them whole is, number one, it's easier in the prep.
Yep.
Number two, it's a little bigger piece of protein to give somebody so that they don't necessarily grab a whole handful. They might take one or two. And number three, it's got a handle. You leave
right.
the flapper on there and you've got a handle.
The tip nobody eats, right?
Right.
But you've got the drummy part and the flat.
Yep.
Is what I call
yep.
them, and then the tip. And if you leave them whole, you grab the tip, and you can when they're done properly, you can break the flat from
right.
the
right.
drummy when you want to eat it.
And that's a protein you want to do low and slow on a smoker.
Right.
And if you don't have a smoker, do them indirect on your grill, turn your heat low, and put them on the cooler side, and just let that thing go as long as possible. But Rob would always insist on using grapeseed oil.
Right.
Because it has no flavor.
Right.
And he's not wrong. It's just kind of hard to find. And you and I are old world olive fans, so we grab our go-to oils for that. Whatever you like your meat with, particular meat. I know you're a big Persian lime or Meyer lemon. But put your oil on, and we'd always use a Memphis rub because that's what we sold. But, you know, pig's butt or whatever, any of those Memphis style, kind of heavy on the Worcestershire flavoring.
And citrus. There's a little citrus in that Memphis. Yep. The Worcestershire and the citrus make it a little tangy. It's not a sweet, but it's not hot either.
No.
It's not hot either.
But there's plenty of ways to go with your flavor profiles.
Oh, yeah,
you put a little oil on and put your spices, aromatics, herbs, salt and sugar, of course, and put that baby on the smoker and leave it on as long as you can.
Yeah.
And try not to eat one.
You'll see it because you want that skin to be, it isn't going to get crispy on
the
smoker.
It'll look like it's cryovac.
Right. But yes, it'll start to shrink down and it'll wrinkle up a little bit. Yeah. And then you know that you're getting close.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, like always, use your barbecue thermometer, stick it in, don't hit the bone, but right next to it. And you want that stuff 165 on those wings.
Or you might even just, you know, swoop down over it and grab one.
Right. Yeah.
Try it.
Right. Nobody likes the blood near to the bone. So just cook them. Just cook them. Give them a little extra love, and you'll be just
forgiving.
Fine.
They're forgiving too. Yeah. You know, it's you don't want to overcook a wing though. And I'd say if you get it up to 180, 185,
right,
that's where you want to max it out at. But you definitely want to get it to at least 175, or you're going to have bloody joints or tough connective tissues.
Right, and when those break down at that higher temperature, they're easy to get apart.
Yeah.
And you still may need to run a knife between them so that the skin pops. But
And now if you do smoke them like that, and if you only want to bring them up to 165 or 170, that's okay. Throw them over on the hot grill, and let's finish them off on the grill now and baste them a little bit, throw them on the grill, flash them. Get that thing crispened up. It doesn't have to be just smoked. You can put some marks on that thing. And I'm going to tell you that's your opportunity to put a glaze on them. And now you're going to add to the profile. You're going to stack your flavors. And you're going to add to your texture because the sugars and salts in that marinade, again, a clean marinade, are going to heighten the ability of that heat to connect and finish, and you're going to end up with I'm getting hungry just thinking about
it. Yeah, you'll see a lot of the wing places cook their wings. A lot of them are deep fried, and it's not my favorite, but they'll cook their wings however they cook them, and then they put them in a big bowl with seasonings and like toss them a couple times and serve them to you.
Right.
Not my favorite. I liked it a little tacky. I like it sticking there a little bit.
Yeah, and everybody, you know, and that's why you have your favorite place,
right?
Because everybody has a different idea about it.
Yep.
As Rob would say, everybody doesn't like. Well, bless his heart. Anyway, some of the guys like to smoke them and then throw them in the deep fryer.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. It crispens them up, and I say if you're going to have. Separated, if you parcel out your wings so that you cut them into pieces, then they're conducive to a deep fryer.
Right.
But if you're going to leave them whole, you're going to struggle putting them in a deep fryer when you're done, unless you have a giant basket.
Right. And, you know, the easiest way is to give them those little fry daddies, maybe it's a quarter to an oil in it, and have it beside your smoker, and then just take them right from the smoker, drop them in there for 30 seconds.
Or you can get
out
an outdoor one like I've got do them right outside where grease belongs.
Right, yeah. All over your driveway. By the way, need the power washer back because I cooked a bunch of stuff in the good one, and when I made the mistake, I pulled the rack out, all the juice from the, you know.
Well, you know, I've got that one that Tukes and I made Generation 7 back in the grill pit. And one thing we have not done yet to that design is fashion in the proper grease spit.
Yeah, right.
And I forgot that one didn't have one, so my first couple cooks, I just put it back there and cooked away, and there's a big grease stain on my house, so I had to take care of that.
Right. Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hey, summer is here. You better be in your backyard firing up a grill or a smoker this weekend because the time is right. We're going to have great weather. I understand.
I thought you were going to say for dancing in the streets.
Well, it's that too, for grilling in the deck. But anyway, we appreciate you tuning in. Have some fun this weekend. And,
hit us at thegrillingguys.com.
There you go.
Get the podcast right there.
All right. Hey, be safe out there, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right. See you.